relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know some of my colleagues will get into some specific issues, but I wanted to zoom out on your first year in office. Inflation is up. Your signature domestic legislation is stalled in Congress. In a few hours from now, the Senate, an effort in the Senate to deal with voting rights and voting reform legislation is going to fail. COVID-19 is still taking the lives of 1,500 Americans every day. And the nation's divisions are just as raw as they were a year ago. Did you overpromise to the American public what you could achieve in your first year in office? And how do you plan to course correct going forward?
Why are you such an optimist? Look, I didn't overpromise. And what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen.
If that's outperformance, I don't want any of it. The disastrous presser yesterday from the man who sadly bears the title of the President of the United States. It's great to be back in studio. You're listening to America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. And we're going to open the show with no monologue, but a very, very special guest all the way from Tennessee, Senator Marsha Blackburn. Welcome back to America First.
It is so good to join you. Thanks so much for having me on.
First things first, as a senator, as somebody who fights for our freedom and for Tennessee every single day, is the filibuster safe?
For the time being, it is. We know that we have to win this battle every single day, Sebastian, every time they bring it up. And the Democrats know they're going to lose the House and the Senate come November. So they've got a real short window to do what Barack Obama said he wanted to do when he was elected president, and that is to radically transform this nation. Now, they know, Schumer knows, in order to do that, you have to blow up the Senate, blow up the rules, then you can turn around and blow up the rule of law and the Constitution and the courts and make D.C. a state, put in the Green New Deal, get rid of our borders so that we're a borderless society. That is their vision for America. And that is what they are pushing for. And so anytime they bring up this bit about we want to get rid of the filibuster, we have to be on guard and we have to be ready. Everybody's got to be present and voting. Because we know that if they think they've got the votes there to pull it off, they'll try to pull it off.
Use the voting in the Senate, making sure we stop the insanity of the left. What about the assault on the votes of all Americans? Is it safe?
Unbelievable.
So talk to us about how close we are to a potential federalizing of elections in America. This is a true threat, is it not, Senator Blackburn?
Yes, it is, because this is what they were willing to blow up the Senate rules for and get rid of the filibuster, is so that they could pass a federalization of all elections, not just a presidential election or Senate elections. But what they wanted to do is get rid of voter ID and signature match. They wanted to set a federal rule so that your state couldn't set rules as to how to handle elections. In this, they wanted to institutionalize and mandate vote by mail. And then they wanted to institutionalize and make legal ballot harvesting. We have states that don't even allow ballot harvesting. You have just a couple that allow it. And now they're wanting to make it legal so that you can go around your neighborhood, get all the votes, give people something to get their ballots, mark all those ballots, and send them in. Yeah. And clearly, states are right to make that illegal. But you wouldn't be going to vote at an election where your friends and neighbors have worked with the local election commission. They're the poll watchers. What you would be doing is voting at a federal voting site.
Incredible. Perhaps the greatest threat to our republic since the Civil War. She's the author of The Mind of a Conservative Woman, Seeking the Best for Family and Country. And she is the proud senator from the great state of Tennessee. You can follow her at Marsha Blackburn on Twitter. Senator, I have to switch topics because we see what Biden did yesterday, his disastrous statement on the Ukraine, which the White House is now desperately trying to backpedal. But it's not just the foreign policy. It's what's happening here in the United States to the U.S. military. You are one of the brave people on Capitol Hill pushing back. And here you are talking to a man who I will not even recognize his rank. I will simply say he is Mark Milley. This is Cut 14.
I think a lot of these families right now, they don't feel like you have your back. The special ops guys I met with Friday in my office in Nashville that are taking their time, their money, and risking their lives to do a job that the three of you could not do. Maybe we're going to remember you three as the three that broke the military.
The three that broke the military, including Mark Milley. As we see reports, Senator, of members of the Air Force being officially reprimanded by their commander that because they are allergic to the vaccine and therefore refuse to take it. How much does this keep you awake at night when you look at the state of the U.S. military?
It is of tremendous concern to me. I serve on the Senate Armed Services Committee, and we were having an oversight hearing, which is you played the cut from that. And what we have to realize is that people raise their hand and take an oath because they volunteer to defend this nation. We have always allowed individuals to have a medical exemption and a religious exemption from vaccines or medical protocols. Now, bear in mind, too, that COVID-19 is not something that you can take one vaccination and it's like a polio vaccine or a smallpox vaccine. This is more closely akin to a flu shot.
Yes.
That you will get every year. And as a medical researcher told me a couple of weeks ago, he said, you know, look, we're in the third year of this. We have now the third variant of this. Next year, we're going to have another variant. This is following very closely the pattern of the Spanish flu after the 1918 pandemic. And now every year we have a different strain of flu and people get a flu shot to try to help protect themselves from getting really sick with the flu. And so we're moving from a pandemic to something that is going to be endemic in the nature of a flu. So it's important for us to remember this and learn how to live with COVID. and not completely uproot people's lives, cause them to lose their jobs, and ostracize them from society because they've talked to their physician, yeah. and their physician has said, you ought not to take this vaccine.
Unbelievable. Well, I am just grateful to you and the handful of true patriots on Capitol Hill who are fighting every single day, whether it's for our integrity of our voting rights and our elections, or whether it's keeping this the greatest military on God's green earth. She's the author of The Mind of a Conservative. You can follow her, Senator Marsha Blackburn. Go to Twitter right now, at Marsha Blackburn, and of course, blackburn.senate.gov. You're listening to America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation to millions of listeners. If you enjoy what we do here, if you want to make sure you never miss any part of this show, especially our one-on-one interviews, it's super easy. You've got to subscribe to our podcast. It's absolutely free. Go to Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and you just look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, and America First, and subscribe. Tell your friends, spread the word, write us a review. It does make a difference, and you will never miss anything that we produce here outside of the swamp, fighting the propagandists. This is Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, member of the National Security Education Board. We're going to tell you about what we did in the desert in Vegas at SHOT Show. We're going to be joined by Commissioner Mark Morgan, Terry Beatley for tomorrow's March for Life, Calvin Robinson, and so much more. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel.
All of us here today understand an eternal truth. Every child is a precious and sacred gift from God. Together, we must protect, cherish, and defend the dignity and the sanctity of every human life. When we see the image of a baby in the womb, we glimpse the majesty of God's creation.
The majesty of God's creation. Incredible words from the only serving president of the United States to ever address the March for Life in person. I was there listening to my former boss, an incredible moment, and just speaking the truth about the precious and sacred gift that is every child. We are on the cusp of the March for Life. We will not see Joe Biden at that event celebrating the unborn. It is perhaps, we are perhaps on the dawn of a new age when it comes to protecting the most vulnerable in our society. And from the Hosea Initiative, we are delighted to have in studio none other than Terry Beatley. Terry, welcome back to America First.
Hey, Sebastian. I'm glad I'm back on. Thanks
for
having me.
So are you excited with this case in front of the Supreme Court, with Roe v. Wade potentially being overturned? I know we can't tempt fate, but we have faith. So tell us about how you are feeling right now in the battle for the unborn.
I'm very encouraged. I'm super encouraged. I mean, we do have the chance of overturning Roe v. Wade. And all that means is the issue finally comes back to the states.
Yeah, this is important. This is not banning abortion in America because the Supreme Court can't do that. It just does what should happen in this nation. Right. The decision goes back to the states because we are a republic of states.
That's exactly right.
And then what happens?
And then what happens is, I call it the battle for education. And here's the beautiful thing is the abortion issue cannot maintain status quo in debating it. Because logic, because truth, we can shine light in all the dark places. So abortion will not stand, but at least it's going to be, it'll collapse due to education and enlightenment. When people understand that, wait a minute, we've been duped from the get-go, from the very beginning.
Like phrases like women's health.
Oh, yeah. Women.
How is killing a child? Well, what if that child is female? then it's not women's health.
Well, I've been saying that now for about 13 years. How is killing about a half a million baby girls women's health care?
Right.
Okay, it's a lie. It's deception. We know. Jesus himself said it. You know, Satan comes to kill, deceive, and destroy.
Yes.
And that all ties back to the father of the abortion industry.
All right. So you have in front of you a little booklet you introduced me to when I first met you. You've been fighting this fight for so long, and God bless you and everybody at the Jose Initiative. And, you know, Antoinette, who rings in every Thursday to tell us about next Friday, how they're going to be standing there in California outside that Planned Parenthood, praying, and how many lives they have saved with young mothers who see them and come and talk to them. So talk to us about this story. Who is Bernard Nathanson? What was his role in the abortion industry? And why is his coming to the truth perhaps one of our most powerful weapons, Terry?
It is. I call it the silver bullet. And everything is poised. We as an organization, we're ready to literally teach all of America. We have all of our tools. Everything's in place. Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who I met when he was 83 years old, December 1st, 2009, okay, and he was 83 years old, terminally ill with cancer, and his nickname was America's Abortion King. He was the co-founder of the first pro-abortion political action organization. A lot of people don't even know about it. Today they call it NARAL,
right.
Pro-Choice America.
Wicked.
This is the doctor who literally trained Planned Parenthood doctors on how to kill.
And there are figures. I mean, just mind-blowing. Shocking, tragic figures. How many lives is this man responsible for taking?
Yeah, doctor, I just want to let people know there's a bright part of his story.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Dr. Nathanson personally aborted 5,000 babies with his own hands. Then he taught doctors on another 10,000 babies, and then he ran the largest abortion mill in the Western Hemisphere for another, managing the facility for another 60,000 babies. So when I sat with him, I literally asked him that question. I said, Dr. Nathanson, how many children do you think you're accountable for their deaths? And he said 75,000 plus skidding the gears for Roe v. Wade.
Because he had a plan. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, he had a plan.
I mean, he was the guy who sold abortion as a good thing, correct?
Right. Yeah, he was the leading medical face of the abortion movement. And his quote, this is on video, he said, "We at NARAL denied what we knew to be true, that abortion kills an existing human being."
Yeah.
And we did that in order to deceive the public and the highest courts of our land.
Okay, so what is the happy ending in this case with this man?
Right, yeah, the beautiful ending. And oddly enough, in the year that we got Roe v. Wade, he was the chief of obstetrics at St. Luke's Hospital in New York City. And don't let the name of the hospital fool you. They were birthing babies and aborting babies. And he was chief of OB. And the hospital rolls in a brand new technology called real-time ultrasound. And here's the greatest unknown story. And I will do it until the day I die, until America knows. What the average American does not know, and I'm talking like probably 95% of Americans, is that the father of the abortion industry sees the baby on real-time ultrasound for the first time. So when I met with him, he said, Terry, real-time ultrasound was the bomb. It made everything come alive. And so he began his pro-life journey. And it took by the time 1979 came around, he was 100% pro-life. And he was trying to figure out a way for the women who didn't want their babies. Perhaps there was a way to take the baby out of the uterus early so that he could accommodate both the wishes of the woman and save the life of the baby. But he put this in writing, that there is no reason, even a medical reason, why a baby ever has to be aborted.
And then you have this little booklet about the king of abortion who saw the light. What is the message? You use this phrase, repentance. He clearly repented. What is it that Americans need to know about this man's story?
Okay. At the end of the interview, and I did not go to Manhattan, New York for this, but I felt such compassion for Dr. Nathanson. And I said, Dr. Nathanson, I know you can't get your message out anymore. If you have a message for America, tell me what it is, and I promise you I'll deliver it across our country until it becomes common knowledge or until Roe v. Wade is overturned. Yeah. And I didn't know what he would say, but he looked up at me and he said, yes. He said, continue teaching the strategy of how I deceived America and then tell our country that the co-founder of NARAL says to love one another. Abortion is not love. Stop the killing. The world needs more love, and I'm all about love now. I shook his hand, and that was the beginning
of this
journey.
That was your mission, right? From that day forward.
I didn't ask for it. I didn't even think the interview would ever happen. So one of the many tools, just one of the many, we have this fact-check booklet. It's called Who Was America's Abortion King? Real easy to read, but big font, and every page has a graphic on it. And we teach the eight-point strategy of how Nathanson
deployed. How they did it, how they sold it.
That's it. That's it.
Okay.
And we already know it's just learning this is changing hearts and minds. I'm talking about left-leaning, liberal, pro-choice voting.
You mentioned somebody, a Democrat, we're not going to mention the name, who finally saw the light. In the last minute we have with you, we're talking to Terry Beatley, the Jose Initiative. What is your message to everybody out there? We've got 3 million listeners, plus all the viewers. Everybody has a role to play in spreading the truth, don't they?
That's right. That's right.
So what can they do?
Well, I travel the country, and my big topic is IES. It's time to begin implementing the virtue of fortitude. We cannot stop. That's the only reason we're this far now, is because pro-lifers have never stopped.
Right.
And then exercising the power of one, so I, E, and then S, sharing God's gift of divine mercy. This man right here, the father of America's industry of abortion, became a child of God.
Yeah.
He was baptized on December 8, 1996. He's the poster child for God's divine mercy.
If he can come to the truth,
yes,
everyone can.
Yeah.
A website, where can people find out more and support you?
Yeah, just think of the book in the Bible, Hosea. So it's Hosea Initiative, and it's you can find the website that way, or it's Hosea, the number 4, YOU.org, Hosea4U.org. Tomorrow, I'm teaching live stream from Arlington to Wisconsin. 2,000 youth at Catholic schools up in Wisconsin, all about the legacy of Bernard. And that's on top of the 3,000 I taught in Kansas. We're going to do this. We're going to get America educated.
You're a fighter for those who cannot fight for themselves. God bless you and all your colleagues. It's the Hosea Initiative. She's Terry Beatley, T. Beatley on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial.
This is the Salem Radio Network.
Somebody says, are you a gun enthusiast? I just came up with an answer. If my favorite new acquisition is a 50 caliber Barrett, maybe I like guns. We had so much fun at SHOT Show. Thank you for your patience of the people who listen to this show, the millions of you. I'm not sure everybody's a gun nut like I am. We had so much fun. Let's play the B-roll that I think John recorded over 100 videos in 2 days. This is us at Industry Day in the desert, checking out the latest new products from all the cool manufacturers that were there. You name it, even shooting some machine guns. We had somebody brought a chain gun, an electric machine gun, and every few minutes you'd hear this brrr, and say, oh, I want to try that. There goes 3,000 rounds. Super, super fun time. Thank you to Scott. Thank you for everybody at the National Shooting Sports Federation that helped us broadcast from there. There's me with Justin Moon, the CEO of Carr Firearms, our Second Amendment Friday sponsor. We had an amazing time. Oh, and my two favorite guests, It's Odin and Moose, the Belgian Shepherds. Yes, they were incredible. We'll talk about their foundation, how they support veterans with PTSD, the two dogs who came on the show. Look at them. What an amazing specimen of the canine species they are. God bless everybody who supports our vets. If you haven't done so already, if you want to have the trip of a lifetime, just wash away, just blow away those COVID blues. Register today for our Stand With Israel tour. The tickets are available. They're going fast. Call 855-565-5519. 10 days in the Holy Land with me and Dinesh D'Souza for the trip of a lifetime. It's not what you have. It's the memories. Reserve today, 855-565-5519. If you want to go to the Sea of Galilee with me, if you want to go to Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, the Holy Church of the Sepulchre, just reserve your tickets right now. That's standwithisraeltour.com, standwithisraeltour.com. Okay, let's talk breaking news. Let's talk the radicalization of the left, the abuse of our law enforcement agencies, with a man who served this nation as a Marine, as an FBI agent, and as the commissioner of the Customs and Border Protection Agency, a good friend of the show, now senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation, Commissioner Mark Morgan. Welcome back.
Thanks, Sebastian. I tell you what, watching that B-roll, I'm so jealous. I wish I would have been with you on this job.
Hey, listen, you're going to come with us to Israel, and then I think next year you should come to SHOT Show. How about that?
I'm in.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. In the meantime, we'll go and have some fun at a shooting range. Okay, let's get serious. I can't think of people, so few people who've served the nation in so many different faculties that you have. Can I just start with a personal question? As a former credential-bearing G-man, this is tough for me, Mark. I've personally trained when I was doing CT stuff on AQ and ISIS. I've trained literally thousands of special agents and intelligence analysts for the Bureau. Do you recognize this agency that you once proudly served?
No, in many ways I don't, Sebastian. I tell you what, that hurts me to say. It's not easy for me to say, but I think this is what's important. The general, you know this, the general rank and file, I do. I still have trust and fidelity in what they do and how they do it and the great contribution they continue to give this country. It really, the questions I have are at the top levels, the FBI leadership. And I am glad we should be, as a democracy, challenge them and question them. And after 20 years of service, I have a lot of questions for the current leaders in the FBI, Sebastian.
All right. I'm going to push back on that. You know, you're a friend and you can take it, because I hear this a lot from Hannity and others and say, oh, it's the leadership. Sorry, I don't buy it. When you've got 35,000 agents and they're being told, serve a warrant on Roger Stone's house. He's almost 70 years old. His wife's deaf. You know, use your M4s, use the armor personnel carrier, use the helos, use the ribs, the aircraft and the boats to raid his house. I say, I don't know, Mark. You know what? I'll say it like this. Mark, if you were the special agent or the supervisory special agent told to serve that warrant on a man who's done nothing that he deserves to be raided for, I think you would have handed in your creds.
Yeah, so that's fair, Sebastian. And I think what I mean by leadership is not just the leadership in FBI headquarters in D.C. It goes deeper than that.
Okay.
Look, the FBI is, you know, the FBI has 56 field offices, for example, that all each have a special agent in charge. I was a special agent in charge. I'm talking down to that level of leadership.
Okay.
Absolutely. And the Texas hostage situation.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I mean, this blows my mind. I mean, when we see parents being, you know, targeted by the DOJ and the FBI because they just want their schools to be opened. And then you think, well, it can't get any worse. I actually know that agent who stood there and said, there is no evidence of anti-Semitism. So why did he go to a synagogue, Mark? Come on, this is bad. This is a bad joke.
Yeah, it is. And look, I also served in the FBI at the same time. The special agent in charge there in Dallas was in the FBI. And look, at best, that messaging was beyond clumsy. But again, and because we are friends, I need to say this. This still was a win for the rank and file. Look, from the moments this unfolded, what I understand is the JTTF mobilized. They worked with their counterparts, as we expect them to do. The FBI mobilized national level resources. It's an elite hostage rescue team, and the story goes on. I think we know how it ended. But look, this is about the leadership. That statement should have never been said. And what I hope And this is what I hope, as an American, not just somebody with 20 years in the FBI, that there was an influence from FBI headquarters and DOJ that forced him to say what he said. That's what really concerns me, and that's what we should be asking to try to get to the bottom of.
But I think it's come to such a state of affairs that they don't need that direction. They don't need that quiet order from, you know, DOJ Maine. They don't need the Hoover building to say, hey, just say it's nothing to do with anti-Semitism and Islam isn't part of it. I think if you create a culture over years where that is what's expected, you just create a permissive environment where the supervisory special agent, you know, realizes, ooh, I better be careful. Isn't that a possible scenario as well, that it's far more subtle than being told to be politically correct before you go up to the podium?
Yes, I think that is absolutely correct, Sebastian. I think that's a plausible discussion point that we should be having. Look, what I see, though, is, again, I'm going to go back to the upper echelons. That supervisor or special agent, generally, they're not looking for the next promotion. In my experience, it's as you get up, it's that special agent in charge, he or she, they're worried about their next promotion. They're worried if they don't fall in line, as you described, that they're going to be blacklisted and their career is going to be over. That's a sad state of affairs. And that's why we need to keep doing what we're doing right now to make American people understand that and the truth gets out there.
It's just like what I witnessed in the military. You served in the Marine Corps. Yep. I saw it, the politicization of the senior ranks. Eventually that will trickle down and people keep their heads down or just say things to actually placate their political masters, and it is wrong. We're talking to the former Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, former FBI and former Marine, just a great American, now with the Heritage Foundation. Stay with us, Mark. If you enjoy America First as much as we enjoy making it, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's absolutely free, especially the third hour, the one-on-ones that some stations don't broadcast. Why is that? Ask them. We have an amazing one for you today. You don't want to miss it. Make sure you are subscribed. It's free. Spread the word. And you could even write us a review. It makes a difference. Wherever you get your podcasts, like Spotify, just go there. Punch in my name, Sebastian Gorka, and America First. You'll find it today, and you'll never miss another part of America First. This is the Salem Radio Network. All right, we can't avoid it. We end up talking about cars with Mark Morgan. Maybe it's because I'm back from Short Show. Have you put your bid in if you want one of our classic 1911s, the America First 1911 that Carl Firearms made for us with auto ordnance? 300 of them were made. We sold them in 2 days, all 300. Kind of shocked me as well. We have two more specially made. Thank you, Justin Moon. We're selling these for charity. We're getting bids in. The latest is $2,700 for one of the last. Second Amendment is a civil right, 1911s, with me, with the president on it, custom burnt bronze. If you want to make a bid, write your bid today in an email to gorkalocals@gmail.com. It's for a good cause. It's for the Flags of Honor charity to support the families of fallen Americans. Please, gorkalocals@gmail.com for your bid. That's GORKA locals, LOCALS, @gmail.com. Make your bid. We're only going to do this for a few more days. It is for a very, very good cause. We're back with Heritage Senior Distinguished Fellow. You can join Heritage at heritage.org. Mark Morgan, former commissioner for the Trump administration for CBP. He served in the military. He's served in the FBI. He has, well, he is, because Marines never really retire. There is no such thing as an ex-Marine. So I've got to get your response, Mark. This is Oliver North, another great Marine, who had something to say about people in the military being punished because I guess their body isn't their body anymore. Cut 11.
Well, if you start discharging people that we need in the service, right now the Army is paying the maximum premium that they can to recruit people into the United States Army. This is not the time to be throwing people out of the Army just because they would not take this vaccine. I don't see how that improves readiness whatsoever. And Congress ought to stand up and say, you can't do it.
We reported last week Air Force officer officially reprimanded on her record by her commander because despite being allergic to the vaccine, she's not allowed to say, I can't take it. So as a former Marine, as somebody who has served this nation for decades, your reaction to these policies from the Biden administration?
Yeah, I tell you what, Sebastian, I'm right with former Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. I think he's right on this. I think it does not enhance our readiness. I think it erodes the readiness. And I got to tell you, I know these individuals. Some of these have dedicated 10, 15 years of their life, honest and faithful service to this country. They sacrifice a lot. Their families have sacrificed a lot. And this, at the end of the day, some of them have served in a war zone, have sacrificed so much. And this is what they utilize to kick them out of the military. It's nonsensical. It's talk about unpatriotic.
Yeah, absolutely. An outrage. Something has to be done about it, especially after the Supreme Court decision. Let's talk about the FBI's decision to go after the January 6th so-called rioters and the comparison with what the Attorney General has done with regards to parents across the nation. Is there going to be a point at which somebody pushes back and says, we're not going to use the National Security Division against parents who haven't committed a crime, Mark?
Yeah, Sebastian, look, I really appreciate this question. Again, 20 years in the FBI, this is somewhat challenging for me to talk about, but another aspect is not, because I do believe that it's moments like this that define leadership. And so my question has been, as we talked about a few minutes ago, where's the leadership? Where is Director Wray? When DOJ, when the AG came down with this nonsensical attack on parents and related to school boards, where was the director of the FBI to get on national TV and unequivocally push back and tell the American people, restore the trust and make sure that they knew that there was no way under his watch that the FBI would be utilized for political purposes? Hard stop. He should have done that. It was a defining moment for his leadership. He failed to do so.
Yeah, just imagine that such an amazing scenario you just described. If Wray, I mean, I know he wouldn't, as a former a special agent told me, he's been basically hiding under his desk since he became the director. If he'd said to the administration, this is not right, this is not why the FBI was created, and I'm not going to do it, that could have sent an incredible message through the whole bureau to everybody who serves there that finally we may be able to tack back to where we were and to win back the support of the American people. I've actually dedicated the next episode of the Gorka Reality Check to just how broken the FBI is. So guys, Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, you've got to join us, the Gorka Reality Check. Even if your cable carrier doesn't have it, download the Newsmax app. It's absolutely free. That's 7 p.m. Eastern, re-airs at 10 p.m. And we're going to talk about just how broke the FBI is and what it's going to take to fix it. Thank you, Mark Morgan. Your call's next here on America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. But please don't call us on a phone that's connected to one of the big cell phone providers. No, because they're not on your side. They're connected to big tech. They're connected to the left. They even fund anti-Second Amendment organizations and pro-abortion organizations like Planned Parenthood. Why would you fund those who hate you and your values? Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company in the United States. That's PatriotMobile.com. They have plans to fit every budget, the same nationwide cell phone tower service that the big guys do. And guess what? They're on your side. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-freedom of speech, and freedom of religion organizations. Make the switch today. You can keep your old number. Just call 972-PATRIOT. Talk to their U.S.-based amazing customer service team and join the good guys. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Stop funding your enemies. Let's stick together. Join the good guys. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Or just go to PatriotMobile.com/GORKA.
Thank you. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.